This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
All right, welcome back, and man, we've been waiting for this one. This kind of kicks it all off for college football, the ACC kickoff up in Charlotte. We're joined this morning by the head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, Mario Cristobal. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Joe, good morning. Ready to roll, man.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be fun. This kind of gets it all going. Coach, before we get into everything, a lot of talk about 16-team playoff, the NIL, the new salary cap. First of all, I want to get your take on expanding this thing another four teams. Would you be for it or against it?
As long as it's fair, right? As long as it's settled on the field as much as it could possibly settle on the field, I'm all for it. Automatic qualifier stuff, I'm not for. Like, if you automatically stink, should you be allowed in because it's a rule? No. So I think it's always great to expand. There's a lot of great football teams, and a lot of teams get better as the year goes on. So allowing people the opportunity to play themselves into the playoffs would be a great thing.
There's been so much talk about a salary cap. They threw out that $20.5 million for the whole sports program. What are your thoughts on that? I already heard Lane Kiffin saying it's already our whole conference is over it. It's a joke. What do you think?
Well, I just think everybody just still wants some form of consistency, continuity, clarity, and we're not there yet. So, again, it's adapt or die. So to comment on it without, you know, everything being completely settled from an information and a rule standpoint, I mean, in the meantime, just fight your butt off. Do the best you can by your program, by your players, by your people, and let's see where the powers that be settle on it. But there's a lot of work to be done, let's just say that.
Yeah, well, by the way, for a guy that when he's not coaching is recruiting, and it seems to never stop, I appreciate that coming from you. August 31st, Notre Dame. My gosh, man, we feel like we're a little more than a month away from this thing kicking off. What are your thoughts on opening against Notre Dame, what used to be such a great rivalry with the Canes?
Well, I think everybody knows it and feels it, right? I mean, it's been talked about for a long, long time. And, you know, there's going to be a day and a time where we start really focusing and talking about that game and the opponents. But, brother, right now it's about getting in a training camp and establishing ourselves and our culture and making it better and elevating our standards and mastering our systems and just making our team more callous and more unified so that we can play our best football and win.
All right, so everybody asked me, I'm sure you get asked all the time, or your wife does, Carson Beck, how's he doing?
Carson Beck has done an outstanding job since the moment he arrived at Miami. Obviously, in spring ball, he was limited and didn't get to do much. But within a week and a half to two after spring ball, once the summer started, he's been full go and completely cleared and has participated fully in everything we have done. So extremely intelligent, tremendous competitor, super high football IQ, accurate arm, strong legs, strong runner, great human being, man. And we feel like we're getting the best version of Carson Beck.
Mario, everybody's talked so much about him. He's coming from a great program in Georgia where he's 24-3. He leaves. He comes here. He's been injured. He's just I don't know if he always gets treated fairly or not. I don't know your thoughts on how you feel about it. Have you talked to him about all the things and potentially what he's stepping into with the University of Miami?
You know, you always talk about everything you can to make sure that the head and the mind are clear. But quite honestly, Joe, like, we don't really care about that. I mean, you played the game. You know, you really couldn't care any less about anything said on the outside, you know, outside the walls of the program. I mean, here's a guy that's really motivated, that's won a ton of games, and let's call it what it is. Last year at this time, Carson Beck was a projected number one quarterback in the draft, and Cam Ward was the fifth round, you know,
right,
projection. So,
right. Like,
a lot of things could happen, and they only happen if you focus on doing the things you need to do to be successful and impacting those around you. And Carson is 100% focused on making Miami better.
Mauro, you really made it obvious to really take care of a problem. And if you saw it, you really hit the transfer portal hard, especially defensively. Now, you did it across the board, but to really take care of the secondary and upgrade some spots. I want to ask you about Corey Heatherman, your defensive coordinator, connected to all this stuff. What's going to be different besides upgrading the talent that you would like to see from your defense that maybe didn't happen a year ago? What would be some of the things?
No doubt. It's not just about the talent, right? It's about the demeanor of that side of the ball, and it's really getting that side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball and special teams to play together, right, to play complementary football. But it starts up front and the use of personnel, and we feel that we have a really good front seven, and we feel that what Coach Heatherman does from a schematic standpoint, from just I would say philosophically, what he does from being aggressive, from forcing turnovers, putting pressure on the offense, making quarterbacks uncomfortable, really just making sure that tendencies aren't just honed in on. A guy that can really mix it up and make it difficult for the offense while at the same time not compromising the physicality necessary to play great defense.
Mario, you've done a great job with the recruiting and developing guys, and at the same time, the transfer portal kind of helps to keep you elite with some of the guys you've added. Do you get a pretty good feel? Some of them you haven't seen on the field yet that were late transfer portal guys you got after spring. You got a pretty good idea where everybody kind of fits in when summer camp starts here real soon?
We have a good idea going in, but we certainly want to make it – we want to evaluate performance every single day. I mean, that's the big thing, right? Guys have a chance every single day to improve, and you called it. We had to really revamp the secondary. We did not do a good enough job recruiting quality players and depth at that position, and, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to get some guys that could come on in and make an impact right away. So, overall, yeah, it's an exciting time, and there's a ton of momentum because not only those guys, but the incoming freshman class, as well as all the guys that we have been developing for the past 2 and 3 years. It's a great mix in a way similar to last year where there was a really, really good mix. We just feel we have stronger depth at those positions this year.
I'm guessing you don't have to motivate a lot of guys that first day of practice when you put on those pads, knowing what you're looking at with Notre Dame and Florida not too far behind. What a hell of a start for a home schedule.
Well, I mean, there's games in between there too now. You know, we play good opponents the whole way through, but again, none of that, you know, really comes to the success or the way you want it to work out, unless you really are focused on making sure that you're mastering your systems, that you're getting in the best shape you could possibly get, and that you're working on technique, fundamentals, and culture, man. You know, and it's got to be that when you go to camp. Training camp is training camp. And it's Miami versus Miami until it's Miami versus somebody else.
How do you feel about line of scrimmage on both sides? Offensive line, I think most people have it as ranked as one of the top offensive lines in college football. How do you feel about your defensive line inside and out?
I feel just as confident on the other side of the ball as well, because we have depth, we have versatility, we've got powerful guys, we've got guys that can knock people back and stop the run, and guys that could affect the quarterback. And again, when you have versatility and you can move some guys around and make it more difficult for an offense to get a beat on what you're doing, I think it's a tremendous bonus. And now, you know, we do have our linebackers are bigger. We've added more depth there as well. And you want those guys playing fast and free. And the key to those guys playing fast and free are the big dudes up front.
Mario, you got a lot of guys to replace. I don't need to tell you, but you through the wide receiver position, you also had one of the top tight ends in the business. I'm just curious, as you look at this thing, what do you like and have you seen so far from your transfer portal as well as some of your young guys at the wide receiver position?
Confident in both those positions, not only from acquiring talent, but their development. Some of the guys that have been here and some of the guys that just arrived, they have proven in practice that they are worthy, that they can make the necessary plays, that they can make adjustments on the run, and that they are physically and mentally tough enough to handle what we do and how we do it. So now it's time to put it, you know, it's not time yet. Let me know.
It's close, though.
But, yeah, in 5+ weeks, you know, we feel confident they're going to be in a position where they can be successful at a really, really high rate.
I hate to do this. Got to ask you about one guy because I get asked about a lot up in Broward County. Malachi Toney, what'd you think? Did he surprise you a little bit on the impact he had right away as a receiver coming in as a guy that should have still been in high school?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Yeah, he sure did. He's a special talent, special young man, awesome family, and has really made some impressive plays and has shown some maturity that you don't often see from a guy his age. A guy that's going to get there at, you know, early in the morning and do a ton of work on the jugs and stay after and do a ton of more work in his route running. And also a guy that recognizes that he has a ton to work on. You know, so a lot of promise there. Really excited about what he's going to be. What he's going to do, and sooner than later, and at the same time, a guy that understands that in this industry, you better always be getting better, because if you're not, someone's going to get you. So he's got the right mentality. He's got the right type of, I would say, just drive and determination. So we're excited about him.
Hey, Mario, I just feel like overall this team, last year it was Cam Ward driven in the passing game with a good running game as well, but just – we're going to outscore people. And it just seemed like every game was either had to come back or was a tight game in the fourth. I feel this group, unless I'm off, seems a lot more balanced. Like you can run the ball. Defensively, you're going to be a lot better and not put so much pressure on the passing game. Do you feel that way, and would that be your goal?
Well, I think every year it's almost nowadays with the amount of turnover in college football, you're almost coaching a one-year team, right? And so, yeah, we threw the ball really well last year, but we also got to call it what it is. We were number four in the country in yards per carry. So when we pounded the ball, we were, you know, we were a high level. And the RPO world, sometimes the ball is spit out there when it could also be handed off. And you're never going to handcuff a great player like Cam Ward. You're not going to do that. But that was a really, really balanced offense, okay? And then defensively, that's the obvious, right? We certainly took a downhill turn, and we certainly didn't recover, you know? And addressing that is both. It's both personnel, and it's coaching, and it's technique, and it's fundamentals, and it's culture. And our expectation and our work has been geared towards bringing both sides together to play at a really, really high level. So we that part has to be different. Offensively, I think every year you're going to be a little bit or somewhat different, but it doesn't matter to us. If you throw for 500 and run for 1 yard or the vice versa, and you win the game 43-42 or 6-4, whatever it may be, yeah. You're going to take that W. So I do feel like we have more balance because we have more experience, depth, and it's a great blend of both high school, of well, all three high school players, portal players with multiple years, and some guys that are here for a year.
I saw the rankings on offensive lines, one of the best in the country, no surprise, including Francis Maui Noah, who's up there with you. We'll talk to him in a few minutes from now.
Yeah, he just ate half the buffet in there himself.
That's okay. Whatever it takes for that guy, that's fine. Eat as much as you want. This offensive line, you had a real good one a year ago. You feel like this one's got, besides what's coming back, and there are a lot of pieces coming back, has a chance to be even better?
I do. I'm going to say that every single year, wherever we're at. I think you know Coach Mirabal really well and the time invested in developing the trenches. And anytime you have an offensive line that can perform at a high level, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of games. And we feel like we are going to be able to field an offensive line that could play 8 to 10 guys and maybe even more of winning football. We're going to find out during camp. You know, we cross-train everybody, so everybody's getting reps on the other side as well, and we have multiple guys taking reps at center. But we're big, we're physical, our strength room numbers have been off the charts, and it's a hungry-driven group, and they know that we are led by the trenches, both the defensive line and the offensive line.
Mario, thank you so much, man. I know you got a busy day. I really appreciate you kicking everything off with us this morning, and can't wait to get this thing started. And before you know it, it'll be the end of next month, and we'll be talking about that Notre Dame games. Thank you so much, Coach.
Joe, are you wearing helmets, helmet and shoulder pads for our first practice? I heard something of that nature.
I'll do whatever you need me to do, but don't let any of those big guys hit me. That's all I ask, because I will break.
We'll spend extra time getting you stretched out, man. You'll
okay.
Be all right.
Good.
All right, Joe. Appreciate you, man. Thanks. Go Canes.
Thanks, Coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.